This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today we see green. The University of Houston presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. In 1812, at only 8 years of age, his father left the family home in Vermont and headed for England in search of a small inheritance. It was the last time the boy, his mother, and 5 siblings would hear from the patriarch. Years later, the situation would prove quite different between the grown boy and his own son. John Deere apprenticed as a blacksmith, but struggled running his own shop. At age 32, he went bankrupt, so he packed up his family and moved to the aptly named Grand Detour, Illinois. It was here the enterprising blacksmith would make his mark. When we think of dirt, a generic image comes to mind. But in reality, dirt comes in almost unlimited varieties. Sandy dirt, dusty dirt. In Illinois, the dirt was rich with clay and, as a result, sticky. Plowing was constantly interrupted by the need to stop and clean dirt from plows made of wood or iron. Deere thought that a plow with a plowshare made of a newly mass-produced material, steel, would prove more resilient to the sticky soil. So he made one and sold it to his neighbor, Lewis Crandall. Crandall liked it so much he told his friends, who in turn told their friends. The plow proved a hit among farmers, and demand quickly grew. Deere expanded his product line and managed his growing business through a variety of partnerships and challenges, finally owning his own successful company outright 15 years later. But within another 5 years, the financial panic of 1857 had struck the nation. As a result, Deere sold his interest to a partnership of family members that included his son, Charles. The elder Deere remained involved with the company, but it was Charles who displayed sales and administrative acumen, establishing a course for the company to thrive. The two men's lives are so intertwined that biographers have difficulty writing about one without the other. Today, Deere & Company is a global behemoth, ranking amid the world's 500 largest companies. It operates facilities in over 30 countries, but remains headquartered in the small town of Moline, Illinois. And while the company now makes construction as well as agricultural equipment, there's one very important difference. Construction equipment is painted yellow. Agricultural equipment is painted green. And not just any green, but John Deere green, a color as iconic as the name John Deere itself. I suspect that if inventor John and innovator Charles could see their company today, it would bring a smile to their faces.
In John Deere green.
I'm Andy Boyd at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.
In letters three, four,